Hey, Christian, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing, sir?
Doing well, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So I see Lily is getting the chat box taken care of for you. Usually the modifications just take like 48 hours, just so you're aware.
Okay.
And so I'm giving you a follow-up on Google Guarantee. Did you have any questions for me regarding that I can answer?
Not at the moment. I'm interested in that idea. But I just kind of need to think about it a little bit and see what would be the best way for us to do that. But,
right.
What do you find is like, is it pretty successful for people that do it? Does it seem to be pretty easy?
I have 100% retention rate on it. Like, it's amazing. People, like all my clients, I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. I'm real mm-hmm. active on my accounts too with my clients. They absolutely love it. I've had clients pause leads, but I haven't had anybody just like outright cancel it, you know?
Remember, I know
we went through it yesterday, but the leads that come through, right? If you don't set an appointment with that lead or they don't inquire about price, you're not charged for it. So if it's like out of your radius, something you don't do, or, you know, it's like a telemarketer, right? You're not charged for any of those leads that come through, you know?
Do I tell you about every one of them, or do you guys monitor them?
No, we monitor it. So it's on a Google rotating number. So basically, every company that shows up in the Google Guarantee section, like right now, give me one second. Let me pull your area up. So right now, Monster Tree Service of Sarasota and Manatee County is up there with their leads currently turned on. The phone number attached to their Google Guarantee listing isn't their phone number. It's a Google rotating number that is recorded. That way we know if you set an appointment or the client inquired about price. So it's nothing you have to do on your end. It's automatically done.
You guys listen to all the calls.
Yeah, so we actually, it's pretty interesting. We have a system that listens to it for us. So, and it's looking for like keywords, right? Like, setting an appointment or, price inquiry, et cetera. If it's anything other than that, then you're not charged for those leads. And you'll have a full tracking system on it too for every lead that comes through. And it literally says next to it, qualified, unqualified. So I recommend to all my clients to still just kind of stay active on that just in case the system misses one or something, you know?
And then if we report as unqualified, you guys will go ahead and appeal it to Google for us?
Exactly. Yes, sir. We go in okay. And Perry and Patricia are the account leads on Google Guarantee. So they go in, they listen to the recording, and we have a team at Google dedicated to our company for Google Guarantee. So we just let them know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm not ready to pull the trigger today, but I'm definitely really interested. So we were talking a little bit about my business partner, the whole thing like we have right now. Background check is not a problem. It's just like, does it matter like if he's on paper on the LLC, I guess is the question. I guess it wouldn't matter, would it?
It doesn't, because your area doesn't even require a license check. It requires insurance check. So as long as you guys have limited liability on there, you're golden. So you got to pass the background check and the limited liability check.
And as long as the insurance covers the company, not like he doesn't have to be listed by name on it, like just the company.
Yeah, it's the company, correct. That's correct. Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, I might. Are you using Monday through Friday in the office?
Yes. Don't put weekends in the suggestion box. I love my weekends, man. But, I'm Monday through Friday here.
All right. Well, I might follow up with you next week sometime. And that's something we can get set up.
Awesome. And you still have I went through all the lead fees with you, right? $25.33 per lead for the tree service vertical. Okay, minimum budget $331. You could always set a higher budget, too, if you'd like. That will guarantee you up to 13 leads, though. Okay?
Okay, and if you don't get 13 leads, they roll it over?
It rolls over, yeah. So, like, for example, just to make it simple, let's say you took on 0 leads, right, which that shouldn't happen. But if you took on 0 leads, you'd be charged 0 the next month, you know. So it's $25.33 per lead, qualified lead, that will come out of that budget.
And that's just how, that's just like Google's guarantee with it. Like, they just don't charge you unless you get calls.
Yeah, exactly. That's part of it. So the main reason they call it Google Guarantee is they're actually guaranteeing the potential client of your work. You know, like they're saying,
yeah,
hey, we verified insurance, we ran a background check. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance from them directly. But yes, that is part of the perks for the program, is if it's an unqualified lead, you guys are not charged for it.
What do you mean by up to $2,000 insurance?
So let's say I know you guys wouldn't do this, but let's say you went over there and you know, a tree fell on their house and you guys just dipped, you know, you guys left. Google offers up to $2,000 of insurance claims to the client from them directly. Like, from Google.
And they don't have to, the customer doesn't pay anything for that.
No. Customer doesn't pay anything for that. It's just included in the Google Guarantee program. So if you book an appointment through Google Guarantee for any of the Google Guarantee certified clients, Google backs it with $2,000 of insurance from them directly. But what would happen, like, if a company did that, they'll get banned from Google Guarantee where they can't use the service anymore, you know.
And then my... it's a 1-to-1 ratio, meaning like the customer can call as many people as they want, but Google's saying when they click on your number, it's not going to anyone else but you.
Exactly, yeah. So technically, they could sit there and call everybody on the Google Guarantee section, right? But that lead that's coming through, because other lead services, they send you the lead and they send it to like multiple companies. So with Google Guarantee, it's a direct phone call. They're picking you, and that lead's calling you directly. Exactly.
Does this doesn't do anything with like Apple Maps or anything, right? Like, it doesn't make a show.
No,
up on
no, it won't show up on Apple Maps. It's Google only. Yeah, even if like they did a search on like Yahoo or Bing or something, the Google Guarantee section doesn't show up on those. But Google is the main place people search.
That's correct. So when I type it in, the first two things are Google Guaranteed, and it's only Monster 941.
Yes. If you go into more businesses, you'll see like Ultimate Tree Service, Arbor Wise Tree Service. Their leads are currently off. That's why they don't have the green check mark.
Okay. Who are those two you said?
Oh, so if you click on more businesses in the Google Guarantee section, you'll see Ultimate Tree Service, Arbor Wise Tree Service, Terry's Tree Service, Jason and Sons, right? The reason that green check mark is off is because they currently have their leads off. Now, what's kind of cool...
Are there 48 companies that do this? There's 48 numbers in here, but they don't have the numbers on them? Is that what it is?
Yeah, so they have their leads turned off right now. The companies that don't have the green check mark next to their name. Now, something that's kind of cool, but I'll level with you, you really need your leads on to get leads, but... If, for example, somebody called right now, who's the next one, Ultimate Tree Service, because their leads are off, if they got a call, even if they booked an appointment or they inquired about price, they wouldn't be charged for that lead.
Oh, so you could just keep your number up there and still reap benefits for being a guaranteed business.
Yeah, but it'd be highly unlikely you got a lead if there's more than because you need your leads on to rotate towards the top in the first three. So most people won't click more businesses. They're just going to pick one in those top three, you know?
And does it only show the top two, or is it only showing top two because there's only two on?
It's only showing top two because there's two on. So usually it shows three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And then my dad actually does he has his own company that does roof renewal. Is that like a business that you guys would do that for it too?
Roofing, usually. Let me check his area though. Is it the same zip code?
It's not roofing. That's where it gets a little confusing. It's actually like roof restoration, like rejuvenation. Like they put a chemical in there that actually like makes it the longevity higher. It's a newer type, but I'm wondering.
Currently, no. Yeah, currently, no. No, sir.
So would you guys, is that like through Google that they would allow that program to be flagged as a pop-up?
Yeah, so what happens is currently, like for example, painting isn't a category currently. Drywall isn't. Concrete isn't. So I have plenty of clients in those industries that like they want to do it, but it's just not an available category yet. So I know for sure roof restoration is not. It would be the full roofing vertical, which would include like replacements, roof repairs, et cetera, you know?
It also has pressure washing. I'm wondering if that's how there's no Google guarantees for pressure washing either.
Nope. No Google guarantee for pressure washing. So it's only been around, it came out essentially 4 years ago, but it really was like introduced like 2 years ago. And they haven't really opened the floodgates yet for every single industry, but it is like, it is so popular that eventually they will. It's just kind of gaining traction, you know? It's the best lead service around right now.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm very interested in it. I would just, what would you need for me to get started? Like, if I wanted to get pulled.
What I would do is, I already sent you the email. So, what I would do is I'd schedule your client interview with either Patricia or Perry. They're the account leads on this. This is where they just want to meet you. So they go over with you, like how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. And very important, I have an application sent to you on the spot at sign up, and they're going to help you push that application through. That way we could get you up in the Google Guarantee section, right? So that's the first thing. I schedule that, and then I do process the one-time $250 application fee, and after that, that's when you're sent the application via text message and email as well.
Okay, and that's a one-time sign-up fee. Is that for you guys or for Google?
That's for us. So it's for us to basically manage the account. You know, you pay it one time, you never have to pay it again. Even if you added verticals or added people on the background check, et cetera.
What's verticals?
Oh, verticals is just the category. It's how Google talks about it, so it's how I say it too. So like roofing would be a vertical, tree service is a vertical, landscaping, right? There's just different verticals in the Google Guarantee section. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. Cool.
You need to do the jargon, you know?
Yeah, I don't mind it. I learn it. But okay, well, I will, so if I want to schedule something, should I email or call, or how do you want to, I might need to touch base with my business partner. Like, it would probably be okay if he was on the line too.
I prefer calls. I mean, you can email too, and I respond to those as well, but, you know, the call I think is better. That way, any questions you have, I could just get them addressed for you, you know? But.
Yeah, I'll reach back out to you. You know, you feel free to call me next week if I don't call back. I'll be out of town for a little bit, but I can still talk on the phone. So, but I'll try to get that set up soon and maybe get the ball rolling on that.
Yeah, sounds great. You still have my direct line and extension, or do you want me to send that again?
I think you sent a text. Let me see.
It says Daniel Nelson with Local Splash, Google Guarantee Department. Okay. And my extension on the end, 711. That's really all you got to remember. Yeah.
Oh, I needed to change. Okay, so on the we have a Google tracking number for our website.
Okay.
It used to be my phone number. I switched it to my business partner's phone number, but I still get the text when they fill out the form on the website. I still get text messages to my number instead of his number. I wanted to see if that switched, because they switched the call, so the call comes to him, but the text comes to me still if it's a form submission. So. Is that through like the customer,
that's going to be through like Lily's department, client support for the base programs. I do the Google Guarantee side, so let me send in a request. What phone number do you want those forwarded to?
It's the same number that the call is being forwarded to, 941-400-9702. So it should be on file for the call tracking number.
Okay, got it.
The text messages are being sent to my friend for that.
Okay, got it. So, and that's the lead submission forms, right, on the website that you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually fill out the form on the website. I get a text instead of him.
Okay, got it. So I'll put that in the notes. They should be able to just make that modification, but they like the call just to verify the change. But I'll put that right now. So expect a call from our 877 number, and they'll just verify the change with you. Okay?
Sounds good. Yeah, that should be good for now. All right, awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, perfect. All right, Christian, have a great rest of your day, okay, or great weekend. Have a good trip, too.
Yeah, you too.
All right, sir. Bye. Yeah.